Sequoia's gift. Sequoia was a remarkable man in many ways. He was a skilled silversmith and painter. He also served as a soldier, but he is remembered today for even inventing a written language. Sequoia was a member of the Cherokee Nation, the son of a Native American mother and a British father. A patriotic person, he was dismayed that white people were talking over more and more of the Cherokee land. There was no easy way for Cherokees to be in touch with each other because they lacked a written language. Words spoken in Cherokee were lost as soon as they were uttered. Sequoia believed that the Cherokee people would benefit greatly if they had a written language and could read and write. Newspapers could spread the word of what was happening to people. Books could record their history. He made up his mind that he would try to develop a written language for his people. The project, which he began in 1809, took 12 years to complete. He and his daughter worked together. She carefully sounded out each syllable. Then Sequoia represents each one with a letter that he could choose from the English, Greek, and Hebrew alphabet. 86 letters were sufficient to cover all the sound of the Cherokee language. Sequoia used this new writing language in a message he sent to the leaders of the Cherokee Nation. The leaders were impressed with how simple the system was. They commanded that the new writing language be taught to everyone who wants to learn to read and to write. People be taught to everyone like it because it could be learned quickly and with ease. Those who mastered it went on to teach others. The Cherokee set up school to teach Sequoia's alphabet and began to publish books and newspaper in their language. The first Native American newspaper, the Cherokee Phoenix, was published on February 21, 1828. It was followed by a flood of another newspaper and books. In his later years, Sequoia trouble drove out North America studying other Native American languages. Everywhere he went, he was hailed for his invention, which played such an important part in uniting the Cherokee people. He died in 1843. His memory is honored in California's Giant Sequoia Trees, and its beautiful Sequoia Nation Park.